The Aesir-Vanir War, a battle of two tribes of Norse gods and goddesses, and a pivotal moment in Norse mythology, as well as a message to the Viking people of ultimately living together in harmony despite differences. But how did it all begin? Let's find out together right now. In Norse mythology, gods and goddesses usually belong to one of two tribes, the Aesir and the Vanir. Throughout most stories, the tribes coexist peacefully, but this was not always the case. The goddess Freya of the Vanir tribe was famed for her terrible and powerful magic. She would wander from town to town, displaying her craft and accepting work for hire. Eventually, she would come to Asgard, home of the Aesir. The gods and goddesses of the Aesir tribe were quickly taken by the magic of Freya and were keen to claim her services. As time passed, however, they realized that their key values of honor, loyalty, and lawfulness were being pushed aside in favor of the selfish desires they sought to fulfill with the magic of Freya. Instead of taking ownership for this failing, they instead blamed Freya, labeling her Gullveig, or Gold Greed. They attempted to murder her, trying to burn her unsuccessfully three times, but on each occasion, she was reborn from the ashes. Naturally, the Vanir did not take too kindly to one of their prominent goddesses being burned alive three times, despite the fact she survived unscathed. Hostilities developed between the two powerful tribes and inevitably led to conflict, a full-scale war erupting from the tensions. The Aesir, known for their strength and bravery, fought a straightforward war as only they knew, with great weapons and brute force. The Vanir, however, who favored magic and trickery, used the more subtle means of their powers. The two tribes and their vastly different approaches to warfare, however, were evenly matched. The war raged for some time, with the balance shifting continuously from one side to another, but with neither force ever able to truly gain the upper hand. Eventually, both tribes grew weary of the nature of war and its impact on all other things in life, and agreed to a truce. As was customary amongst the ancient Norse, the two sides agreed to a hostage exchange as a form of mutual tribute. Freya, her brother Freyr, and father Njord of the Vanir went to live among the Aesir, and Hainir and Mimir went to the Vanir. Within Asgard, Njord and his children lived a peaceful and happy existence, being accepted by the Aesir. However, in Vanir, the same could not be said. The Vanir quickly determined that Hainir appeared capable of providing extremely wise counsel on almost any problem. However, what they failed to recognize is that this was only the case when Mimir was with him, the true fountain of knowledge. After Hainir was caught without Mimir and answered simply, "Let others decide," one too many times, the Vanir concluded they had been cheated in the hostage exchange, and as punishment, beheaded Mimir and sent the severed head back to Asgard. It was greeted by a distraught Odin, who acted quickly to chant magic poems and embalm the head in herbs to preserve the life force within. Mimir's head was thus able to continue dispensing advice to Odin in times of need. Despite the obvious insult, the memory of war was fresh in the minds of both tribes, and instead of allowing this act to result in more conflict, the two tribes came together once more and each spat into a cauldron, creating from their saliva a creature that they named Vasir, the wisest of all beings, as a way of pledging sustained harmony. It has been suggested that this myth served the purpose in real Viking social relations of reminding the Norsemen that harmony can be found and sustained despite many perceived differences, an important lesson that remains as true today as it ever was.